Senior Living and invite you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On April 16th, 1947, the world welcomed little baby Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He was so tall that his birthday is actually on the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Two French billionaires have pledged to help pay for reconstruction at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The fire there is out.
The skyline here is changed today. While the cathedral's overall stone structure is still standing, it has no roof and its 300-foot-tall spire is gone. The fire has now been declared fully extinguished some 15 hours after the alarm was raised, after firefighters worked through the night. There have been no reports of deaths.
Fox's Simon Owen. A warning about wildfire risk in California.
A new report says more than 2.5 million Californians live in areas described as a very high hazard for wildfires. Nearly 180 cities and towns are in those areas. California's governor, Democrat Gavin Newsom, suggested last week that local governments de-emphasize building in areas around forests, but now says that was meant to start a conversation about how to build smarter.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
There's always something going on with your favorite morning show. Greg Budell, I understand you've got a new secretary. How do you call her into your office?
Get right into her, will you, Mrs. O'Pagans?
Jay Scott, what's going on in your private life?
I'm a loner, and I like it.
Here's something special. An intimate conversation between Emily Hayes and fiancé.
Is this a honeymoon?
No, shame on you. No hinky-pinky before the nuptials. Not so much afterwards, either.
And how are you, Bailey the Wonder Dog?
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
Here's another behind-the-scenes treat. Rich Thomas swearing in a new group of weather rangers.
Now repeat after me. I. Your name.
Your name.
Max.
We'll get back to you on that one, Rich. Loosely translated, that means stand by for three men and a lady.
In the third and final hour, the Bus to Camp News and Views pulls in about 55 shopping minutes. I'm Greg. Jay Scott is here. Emily Hayes.
I'll have what she's having.
And Rich has a forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Beautiful day yesterday. It's going to be a great day today. Picture postcard weather, and we're enjoying it because of the severe weather threat that we're going to be dealing with later in the week. Sunshine today after a cool start. Today's high temperature, nice recovery, up to about 81. Not as cool tonight. Increasing clouds, low 54. Breezy, warm tomorrow. Partial sunshine, high 84. Thursday, most of the day dry with a high in the lower 80s, but a chance of a late day thunderstorm. In fact, an increasing threat of thunderstorms towards Thursday evening, Thursday night, even through the the overnight hours, some possibly severe. And once again, here we go again. We're dealing with the threat of a tornado situation. We had 40 tornadoes across the south on Sunday, or over the weekend, right? And 7 here in Alabama. Breezy and cool behind the front Friday with highs in the 60s, and then a nice Easter weekend. Right now, this morning, clear skies, calm winds. It's 49 at 8:06.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
You know what plumbing does?
Picks the worst time to screw up.
It does. It could be the middle of the night. It could be the middle of a weekend. It could be on a holiday. But it's good to know that our friends at Plumbing by Luke Wire are ready to go to take care of you and your plumbing problem 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. It used to be a question for me whether, who am I going to call? I would go through and just process of elimination.
So yeah. Don't they have that whole house
plumbing
thing?
Inspection? Right you are, Emily.
Because you've got Easter coming up.
That's right.
And you don't want everybody over for Easter dinner and something springs a leak.
There could be a major problem lurking in your house that you don't know about.
Exactly.
So the whole house plumbing inspection, that's where they go through and they check your whole house out. And it, by the way, it took about 35 minutes in my modest home, and I got a good report, which makes you feel good as well. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call Plumbing by Luke Wire at 264-9666. You could also visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com, and click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
All right, at 8 minutes after 8, we have a conundrum possibility here that's actually in one of our news stories.
Huh? What is it? Never mind. I withdraw the question.
Yeah. Okay there, Matlock. It's how we could save, in the United States, 1.3 trillion gallons of water a year.
By switching to Sunny D?
Draw me a bath of Sunny D.
Sunny D comes up one more time this morning. Jay, you'll be sitting here and I'll be going home to have my own meatloaf and fried egg and
Capri Sun.
You didn't want your hash brown casserole?
No.
Oh, it's good. A lot of love in it.
What you want tomorrow?
I already gave it away.
What do you want tomorrow?
I know.
Yeah, what do you want tomorrow? Let's make it Emily Day in my
kitchen.
No,
there's no need for that.
There's pie down there still.
Hey, yeah. There is. Have you tried the...
No, I don't need any pie, thank you.
What?
What's the matter?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
I just don't want any pie. Yeah.
But you always talk about the pie.
I talk about the pie when I get in a mood about how everybody else gets pie.
Oh, well, now we have pie.
But I don't want any pie today.
Hey, I have a text here on a topic we were discussing earlier from Fun Size Jane.
What, Sunny D?
No, what is it?
That's a message that comes in over your phone.
What does Jane say?
She says gargoyles are specifically used as water spouts.
Hmm, really?
Grotesques are purely decorative.
I see.
So they have drainage.
Mm-hmm.
Function, and although I got to tell you, early American gargoyle is not my idea of decoration, you know.
Right, yeah.
Because some of those things look absolutely, and some people like put them in their gardens and stuff. I don't understand. Warding off evil things, I don't know. So anyway, thank you, Francis. Fun Size Jane, for that. I never know anybody's real name anymore, because I've changed everybody's name. If you missed the Cadbury Egg song, Emily says, stay tuned because it's good.
And yeah.
It really is, isn't it?
I'm really glad that Jay found it after you somehow deleted
it. That's the peep song. He's talking about the Cadbury Egg song.
Oh, gross. You know,
that's the one that started today with, it's the Prince parody.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's clever.
Raspberry.
It's not a, you know.
Cadbury cream egg.
It's clever. It's clever. We could play the peep one. I like the peep thing best. Yeah.
I'll get that ready for you right after traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 8 o'clock hour, and it looks like the interstate is not the place to be today. I-85 has several issues. Down around Chantilly Parkway, we have a couple of accidents, both on the southbound side. One's in the median, so watch out as you pass through there. And if you're on I-65, our regular slowdown out of Prattville is happening in the downtown area. Around Highway 143, it backs up right there and goes all the way into the downtown area. There's also an accident on I-85 northbound right as you come on to 85 from 65, so watch out in the downtown area there. We also see a little bit of a slowdown coming out of Wetumpka this morning. It's real crowded around the Redland Road traffic light. That's also going to be a crowd when you get down to the boulevard as well, so watch out. School zones are still in effect. Speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Reinhardt Toyota must sell 200 Toyotas by the end of the month. Test drive any Toyota, and you'll be registered to win a Kindle Fire Stick. No purchase necessary. There'll be a winner each week. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer. Because I'm a thief. I am just born. I'm a blob of marshmallow. And I am yellow. Because I'm a thief.
Didn't that make everybody feel better?
Yay.
No.
It's just cute.
It's cute. Because the voice is perfect for the face of a peep later on this hour. Our Morning Maroon nominees, and we got, once again, also a heroic moose.
Every time you say that, I want to make a moose noise, but then I'm like, what, the moose? What kind of noise do
I know how to make moose? A moose noise.
Hot diggity!
Good.
That's
one.
Good.
That was good.
Actually,
was good.
I was watching Epic Yellowstone on the old people Smithsonian channel.
Right.
The people who are really interested in the beauty of our country and its natural wonders.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
No, this wasn't on Yellowstone. This was on the Mississippi River.
Oh.
And it starts at the north, you know, where the river begins.
And you can almost walk across the river.
Yeah. And they showed all kinds of amazing things. Beavers, the dams they create. I've seen, I actually stumbled. I was visiting my grandmother in north central Minnesota. And she had a nice house with a little bay and a small boat. And I remember one time we were rowing to get out to where we could turn on the engine for the boat because the bay was kind of low. And we saw this. We thought it was like the Loch Ness Monster, this thing that did a circular
Nessie.
Spin in the water. Yeah. Scared the bejeebers out of us.
Was it a beaver?
It was a beaver.
They are amazing carpenters. And
they are the ultimate natural architect.
If their lodge is destroyed, they rebuild it in no time.
Yeah, there's so much to be learned. It's like when Janelle did that little birthday fundraiser for marsupials, for possums. They're amazing creatures. Mm-hmm. What they all do just by instinct. If only people could learn to be as responsible as animals are. It's, on one hand, very impressive. On the other hand, it makes you wonder, where did we go wrong? 8:15. So I'm going to blow off the conundrum.
Okay.
Okay.
If we wanted to save 1.3 trillion gallons of water a year, we would all pee in the shower. That's the answer.
Is that right?
Did we ever pick anything for this?
No, we
didn't like those.
Really?
The bottom one is okay, but it's not.
I think we've done the bottom one.
It'll take a million years anyway.
Yeah.
How's the weather looking for Saturday?
Saturday is a little cool, but sunny and blue skies.
That is perfect. You know why? Because the Montgomery Physicians, they're having their spring screening outdoors, right. And that's a big, wonderful event outside.
Anything for the kids?
Yes, everything for the kids.
Yeah.
And free food and beverage, and door prizes, no purchase necessary. And for those interested in LASIK, they'll have their board-certified corneal specialists out there to answer questions. And if you get a screening for LASIK, with no obligation, just to find out if LASIK will work for you, they have a nice goodie bag together for you. So that's this Saturday, 10 a.m. till 2, at Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. If you'd like to learn more, you can call 272-2020 Visit OnlineMEP.com. OnlineMEP.com. And again, that's this coming Saturday, 10 to 2 for the spring screening. All right, we'll figure out what we're doing after we get your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A bill that would outlaw abortion in Alabama is getting a public hearing in the legislature. The House Health Committee will hold the public hearing Wednesday morning for the bill. If passed, the bill would make it a felony to perform an abortion unless the mother's health is in jeopardy. The National Weather Service says an EF1 tornado with winds up to 95 miles per hour touched down in Troy on Sunday. No major injuries were reported. The National Weather Service says there were three tornadoes in Pike County on Sunday. And a death investigation is underway in Selma after a man's body was found behind an abandoned house. Police say the body was found in the 700 block of Lapsley Street. Police say the body was sent to forensics to determine the exact cause of death. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This 3 seconds brought to you by the sound of the guy who has the obnoxious habit of locking his car multiple times.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Something big coming up, Dot.
We sure do. It's April, so that means yard sale on April 27th.
Tell us what we can expect at the yard sale on the 27th.
A lot of furniture we've got to clean out. And so if you're looking for a dining room table or chairs or beds or whatever, this is the place to be on that day. And we've got records, books, the usual stuff.
So when does it start and how long will it go?
6 in the morning until 2. But we're usually here after that and before that. The store opens at 9.
Anything going on in the store?
Yeah, there'll be some bargains going on in the store.
That's the annual spring yard sale at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Give us the date and time, Stott.
April 27th, 6 until 2. And rain or shine. It's rained the last 2 times, so think some good thoughts. Oh, it doesn't rain.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I got some Mr. Junk, chocolate eggs filled with gunk. You're sugary and gooey. When you take a bite of it, it's like popping a big zip. This cannot be okay to eat. It is a Cadbury creamy, the kind you find in a convenience store. Cadbury creamy. And if I eat one, I will puke on the floor. Cadbury creamy, filled up with mucus.
You know, it's weird. A couple of years ago, remember we had boxes? I walked out of here. Listeners were dropping them off, you know, the day after Easter when everything gets marked down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at the end of, this is 2 years ago, not last year, at the end of all the Easter candy sales, I had a styrofoam container with about 350 Cadbury eggs. And I was able to have like one a day. And now I don't want them.
Really?
I think I OD'd.
I did the same thing. Last year, I overstocked. I mean, I had 300 of them. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was a ton. I could have had one every single day if I wanted to.
Yeah.
I put them in the freezer so they would last. And I stopped. I still love them. And I probably will have one or something like that. But I don't feel like I'm out on the prowl after Easter for the...
I have guilt about eating candy. I'll treat myself to a Reese's peanut butter cup, frozen, every once in a while before bed.
The dumbest thing I've done recently. I asked a friend who was coming, would you mind stopping off? Because I get chocolate cravings, and I think it has something to do with the fact that, you know, I'm not diabetic, but it's an issue with a lot of people that were alcoholic drinkers and got sober.
I didn't
we have really intense sweet tooth cravings.
Mm. Huh.
So my friend brought a, I think a 5-pound bag of the small Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
And you can't eat just one of those.
They are incredible, especially the frozen ones in the
fridge. I really can't eat just 10 of them.
So that's the thing. After five or six, it's like, I can't stop.
God, Reese's my favorite.
It's very difficult to find one candy that satisfies the chocolate or the sweet tooth urge, but you can stop at one.
Yeah, right.
Almond joy sometimes. And then I spit out the nuts.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't.
But the if you buy the big multi Hershey brand candy bag, like they sell at Costco.
Yeah, I know the ones you're talking about.
You know, they don't have Mounds in there. They just have Almond Joy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because coconut is a horrible thing.
And I'm a big fan of Mounds.
I hate coconut.
All right.
We've covered it all this morning.
We're going to play Truth or Baloney.
All right.
Well, we can't play it without a caller.
Oh, yeah. No, I was just going to ask somebody to do that.
272-9228 is our phone number.
He gave me a look like, what do you mean we can't do it?
No, we have the torture music ready to go if we need to, but we'd prefer not to because we have a great prize. Our number is 272-9228. This is the special edition of Truth or Baloney, random topics, no theme. If you're interested in playing and getting a $10 gift card to this amazing restaurant as described by...
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, here to tell you about the Seafood Bistro.
I like them a lot.
Located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Do you like to dine in, Rich? Or do you like to do you like the convenience of having it brought to you?
You know, in all the time, I bet it's 50-50 on Seafood Bistro. I've been there. I've dined in 50% of the time, and I've taken stuff home 50% of the time.
Oh. That's the options. I mean, you can go and enjoy the great atmosphere. You can pick it up on your way home from work so you don't have to worry about cooking. Or maybe you're stuck at the office for lunch and you can't get out for a tasty meal and you don't want to eat a bag of Doritos out of the vending machine. So what do you do? You get in touch with the Seafood Bistro. Check them out online at the Seafood Bistro, Adadkem. You can call them at 279-7500. Place your order ahead of time. Have it ready to pick up when you swing by. When you get off work, or if you're maybe you're headed somewhere to take somebody a meal or something, that would be a nice thing to do. You can also utilize the delivery apps to have it brought to your home or work.
Try the boil bag.
Yeah, the Seafood Bistro. Yeah.
And also the po' boys are a meal at the time you're eating it, and then it's a meal later because some of the shrimp that falls out of those things, you got a whole meal later on.
Yeah. Look at that. We didn't even need torture music.
Now, Eddie Bader just texted me to say he likes Mounds, too. Good. That gives us one more thing we have in common. All right, now, this is amazing because I have no torture music. Three contestants for the game.
Amazing.
Redheaded Savage, you were the first one in.
Hi.
Hello.
Ooh, it's a female Redheaded Savage.
What? That was my teenager's nickname for me.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Apparently, you had a few rules that... the teenager in question didn't care for, huh?
Right. So him and his buddies came up with that name for me. So okay. I kind of like it.
I got you.
I love this handle. You're caller one, so you'll get a second chance. I just want to quickly say hi to the others. Don't go away, because you will go first. Tanya, can you hang on?
Good morning. I can.
Okay,
good.
Great. Thanks.
Contestant number two, and good morning to you. And Greg P.
Hey, Greg.
Hang in.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy. Don't go away. All right, back to Redheaded Savage. I'll read you a statement and give you multiple choice options on that statement. Mm-hmm. So you just tell me which one you think is correct.
Okay.
Oh, you're looking.
Saint Apollonia. We've been talking a lot about saints and gargoyles.
Mm-hmm.
Saint Apollonia is the patron saint of A, apples, B, toothaches, or C, racetracks. Again, St. Apollonia is the patron saint of apples, B, toothaches, or C, racetracks.
Ooh, what a horrible question. I guess I'm going to say the second one, toothaches. I don't know.
Winning.
How about that?
How easy
that?
Was that?
Wow.
Huh? See, you're really good at this, and now you have a big advantage because if either of our other contestants get one wrong, they're out.
I was going to say D, prince.
I was going to say apples.
All right, you ready, Tanya?
Ready.
All right.
If you drop a wrinkled raisin into a fresh glass of champagne, ooh, it will A, sink to the bottom, B, bob up and down, or C, explode.
Ooh.
Again, if you drop a wrinkled raisin into a fresh glass of champagne, it will A, sink to the bottom, B, bob up and down, or C, explode.
Wow.
I couldn't understand what you were saying. Wrinkled what?
Wrinkled raisin.
A raisin.
Wrinkled raisin.
Aren't raisins naturally...
A raisin. My bad. Okay. So will it sink? Will it rise to the top or will it explode?
Explode.
I'm going to say that it'll rise to the top.
Winning.
Oh, how about that?
Impressive.
That's amazing. All right. Stand by.
Hang on. Now we go to Greg. All right.
All right.
The French term Mardi Gras literally means large party, that's A, B, masked ball, or C, Fat Tuesday. Again, the French term Mardi Gras literally means A, large party, B, masked ball, or C, Fat Tuesday.
Well, I'm going to have to go with A on that one.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
Means Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday.
Yeah. Fat
Tuesday. Oh, well. Good luck, ladies.
Hey, thanks. Try again next time, Greg.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Greg.
It.
All right, you got. Here we go.
Back to the redheaded savage, who again has the advantage of being caller one. Here's your truth or baloney. The country that is the largest consumer of Coca-Cola per person is A, the United States, B, Iceland, or C, Iraq. Again, the country that's the largest consumer of Coca-Cola per person is A, the United States, B, Iceland, or C, Iraq.
Interesting.
I know what I want to say, but it sounds too easy, so I'm probably going to miss it. But I know how much Coca-Cola I drink, and we have McDonald's with Dollar Tree. So, United States.
No,
I knew it.
Guys.
I knew
Sorry.
It was too easy.
No, actually, Iceland was number one. However, you're still in the game. Because if Tanya gets hers wrong, we come back to you. If not, Tanya will win the game. So hold on. Tanya, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
A lot riding on this now.
Before Dickens named his novel David Copperfield, he wanted to call it A, the Copperfield Survey of the World as It Rolled, B, Diary of a Young Beggar, or C, Lament of a Lost Youth. Again, before Dickens named his novel David Copperfield, he wanted to call it A, the Copperfield Survey of the World as It Was Rolled, B, the Diary of a Young Beggar, or C, Lament of a Lost Youth.
Oh, goodness.
You get the correct answer here, you win the game.
A lot riding here.
Yeah.
No pressure.
I'm going to go with B.
C or D? Yeah.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
No, the Copperfield Survey of the World as It Rolled was the original title.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Could
have never got that on the book title.
I didn't get it in the Cliffs Notes either. All right, so you're
thanks,
both
guys.
Still in the game. No, you're not
you're
done yet.
You're still in.
Oh, you're still in.
Yeah.
Now we go back to Redheaded Savage. What a battle this is.
All right.
Torrington, Alberta. Torrington, Alberta, in Canada, A, is the home of the world-famous museum of A, gopher holes, B, hosers, or C, broken hockey sticks. Again, Torrington, Alberta, Canada, A, is the home of the world-famous museum of A, gopher holes, B, hosers, or C, broken hockey sticks.
Uh-huh. I want to say B, but I'm going to say C instead.
C. No, losing, guys. Sorry.
Should she have stayed with B?
No, gopher holes.
Gopher holes?
You're kidding. Isn't that the kind of place that Clark Griswold would take the family? Right? But you're still in the game because Tanya has to get hers right or we continue on.
It's basically the first person that gets one right here is the winner.
Yep.
All right. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
The Battle of Bunker Hill was actually fought on A, Breed's Hill, B, Bunker Hill, or C, in a valley. The Battle of Bunker Hill was actually fought A, on Breed's Hill, B, Bunker Hill, or C, in a valley.
In a valley.
No!
Losing, guys. Sorry.
Breed's Hill is the correct answer.
Oh.
I figured everybody would know Bunker Hill. It's too obvious, right?
You're still in it.
You're still in it, though. All right, Savage Redhead, you ready to walk off with the prize?
I'm trying.
The TV sitcom originally titled Teenage Wasteland became which of the following shows? Happy Days, Family Ties, or That 70s Show? Again, the TV sitcom originally entitled Teenage Wasteland became A, Happy Days, B, Family Ties, or C, That 70s Show.
B.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
What?
No, it was That 70s Show.
Yeah, she said, she said C.
She said
Did
C.
Did you say C?
I said The 70s Show, C.
Oh, okay.
She well, said that's C. That's the right answer.
But guess yeah. what? You're a winner then.
How did I miss that? I thought she said B.
No, no, no. She said, trust me, I have a very hard time.
Yeah.
B's, C's, T's, P's. When people tell me things on the phone.
Sunny D's.
That's why.
The first two didn't make any sense at all, so I thought it had to be the 70s.
Yeah.
The
okay.
other two just didn't make sense.
Yeah, you got it right.
Well,
yay.
Starting tomorrow, this
bit will,
be,
say, yay.
Will
yay.
Be hosted by somebody who has functional hearing.
It's hard. Look, I... Trust me, okay. I have to ask for people's names and then the first letter of their last name. And yeah. when they tell me that it's S...
I'm so depressed.
You know, wow. I'm... What? Why?
This is why when you're on customer service phone calls, they you have to do everything phonetically. You know, an X-ray Zulu,
yeah.
B as in boy, C as in cow.
Well, Redheaded Savage, you have won the contest and a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Awesome. Thank you so much for letting me play this morning.
Well, hang on.
Jay needs to talk to you. And Tanya, great effort. You were
you.
A fantastic yeah. contestant.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one.
Great day.
Paul Harvey. Wow. Oh, yes. Good day.
8:33. There's something... oh, I know what it was. I have... a great Paul Harvey. I wanted to promote it because I have a great Paul Harvey Easter clip for the afternoon show.
Oh, cool.
And I'd never heard it before until
this morning. I miss his stories. I miss the way he would tell the news, too.
You know, Appointment Radio was 11:45 at the end of Don Markwell's show when Paul Harvey came out and did his 15-minute thing and always did the end of the story feature.
Yeah.
Love that.
On Friday morning, the...
tell you I used to work with him in Chicago.
Yeah, you said he was in a little, kind of a small, unassuming booth, right?
The ABC-FM network facility in Chicago was kind of humble, considering it's the number two market. So most of the time, the people that worked in there were out in the hall getting fresh air. It was kind of weird in the Stone Container Building. At Staten in the...
I bet he dressed up.
Every day in a tailor-made suit with a carnation in the lapel.
Huh.
Who took over after he stopped doing it?
They really didn't continue the franchise, did they?
But we had something that we replaced him with, and I'm trying to remember who it was. Osgood?
Charles Osgood. Osgood
he was really
yeah,
good.
It was Charles Osgood. That's who it was.
See you on the radio.
I interviewed Charles Osgood. I interviewed Andy Rooney when I was in my West Palm Beach days. Interesting guys, but Andy
Ever
Rooney.
Ever wonder why?
You know why Andy Rooney loved the interview I did with him for one reason. I read the book, and it was fantastic. So I was asking him questions about specific points in the
right.
book.
Right, where people say, yeah.
Because you could almost hear, you ever wonder why I go on the radio and do interviews with people who don't read my
don't
damn book?
Don't even read the book, right.
You got to put these hairy caterpillars on your above your eye.
Yes. Speaking of legends. Mr. Sandman. Good morning to you, sir.
Hey. Good morning.
What's up?
Well, we've got a continuing sale going on. We do have a few more of my $249 queen mattresses. Now, these are...
Well...
10, 12, 14 inch thick mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
Then some of them $249, some $299. Got a bunch of my $299 king mattresses left, and these are really nice mattresses. We've gone through truckloads. I've actually just placed the order for another truckload. But these are really nice, pretty, and extremely comfortable mattresses at a bargain price. We also have all of our Serta products on closed out. We're down to the last. You know, a bunch of floor samples left. Got a couple of eye comforts left, which amazes me because that's Serta's most popular mattresses. And I'm selling them for well, more than $1,000 off what Serta requires us to sell them for. So, you know, if you're wanting a great mattress at a great price, come see us. We also have our headboards on sale, pillows, a couple of bedroom suits, and just, you know, everyday good service. We've got merchandise in stock. If you want it today, you can get it today.
That's good, because suppose somebody with company coming in for the Easter weekend might want to swap out a guest room mattress.
Yeah, we've had a bunch of those this week and last week. People having guests coming in, family moving back for the, you know, building a house, stuff like that. And it's, you know, they're great mattresses for the money. It's, now, if you're looking for, you know, we have people come in looking for really cheap stuff. I don't have that. You know, I've got a $99 twin mattress. It's a foam mattress. You know, it's okay for little kids or just to fill up space, but it's not for adult use. And we tell people that, you know, it's, this is not going to hold up under an adult. But, you know, we've got, you know, from queen sets from $269 that are actually decent mattresses, but the $249 queen mat, which is a $349 set, are great mattresses for the money. I mean, they're mattresses that would normally sell in the $899, $999 range. Some of them even higher. So they're great deals. You know, the king sets would normally run, you know, $1,100, $1,200, and you can get them for $499. Or if you want the adjustable base under them, you can get them for $599. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, across from the Dairy Queen, or in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General on Highway 14, 3 miles from the interstate. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
We appreciate you, Mr. Sandman.
We sure thank y'all. Have a good day.
I think our elevator just reached the mattress. At 8:38. Let's quickly hit the traffic dungeon.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic taking a final look at the traffic this morning, and things are looking a lot better. The boulevard has cleaned up considerably. It's just slow at the traffic lights now. Traffic's moving along pretty well. If you're on I-65, the jam up around downtown is pretty much done with. You may slow down just a little bit around the Clay Street exit. It looks like the authorities have cleaned up most of the accidents on I-85. You still may slow down here and there, but traffic's moving pretty well this morning. Let's be careful, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh, new look. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of the services to be performed is greater than the quality of the services performed by the lawyers.
Your local news at 8:39.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The National Weather Service says an EF1 tornado with winds up to 95 miles per hour touched down in Troy on Sunday. No major injuries were reported. The National Weather Service says there were 3 tornadoes in Pike County on Sunday. A bill that would outlaw abortion in Alabama is getting a public hearing in the legislature. The House Health Committee will hold the public hearing Wednesday morning. If passed, the bill would make it a felony to perform an abortion unless the mother's health is in jeopardy. And a death investigation is underway in Selma after a man's body was found behind an abandoned house. Police say the body was found in the 700 block of Lapsley Street. Police say the body was sent to forensics to determine the exact cause of death. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
All right, Rich Thomas will be rejoining us.
I can do it.
Oh, would you? I can do it, too, because I got it.
If you hit the button, I'll do it.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, filling in for Rich Thomas, utilizing my Rich Thomas Weather app, which you can get for free on the App Store now. Works on iOS and Android platforms.
Awesome.
We have 2 more nice days ahead, and Thursday brings another threat of severe weather that we're going to have to keep an eye on closely. You know, you can always hear Rich's forecast here on all 8 Blue Water broadcasting stations.
Are you kidding me?
I'm so serious, Rich. And if you have to If he has to cut in, he will across all eight stations just to keep you safe. Currently 60 degrees outside, sunny. You're going to have a nice day. Topping out around 79, 80 degrees today. And then some warmer temperatures tomorrow. And then, of course, Thursday is when we really have to keep an eye on everything. Right now, the radar to me, via the Rich Thomas weather app, looks clear.
Thought we were going into a commercial.
But I was just telling them how they could get your app, and it's like having you on standby 24/7.
Yep.
And it's free on the App Store, and it works on green and blue bubbles.
Green and blue bubbles?
Yeah, you don't hear people talk about Androids and iPhones that way, green and blue bubbles?
Never have heard that.
My friend Ashley says she won't breathe on a green bubble.
I know exactly what it's referencing, which is the text.
Sunshine warm today with a high around 81, increasing clouds 54 tonight. Breezy tomorrow, still dry, high 84. And then most of Thursday is dry, chance of thunderstorms. Possibly becoming severe by Thursday evening, Thursday night, into the overnight hours. And once again, a potential tornado risk. I know we get tired of hearing that, but that's the deal. 49 this morning, clear skies, calm winds, 842.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
All right, Morning Maroon nominees are next at 8:43.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's. Yes, we have Master Jeweler and Saft. Yes, we have graduate GIA gemologists. Yes, we're American Gem Society. Yes, we're partners with De Beers. We have all these things to give you the best possible service, best possible product at Marguerite's. And the best thing of all, it doesn't cost anything more. Actually, it costs less. We're going to be lower priced than anyone else for a higher quality product put together the proper way at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, we make it. Come see us. We're in the Pepper Tree Shops. We're open 7 days a week. Thank you very much.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Acceptance Insurance on South Memorial Drive for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Chocolate inside him. He's leaving eggs, but he doesn't lay them. He's big and furry. He has them in a hurry. He's the bunny, Easter bunny. That bunny's all right.
And guess where he's gonna be on Sunday?
time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Easter. And yes, they are celebrating Easter on Sunday at Baumhauer's with an array of traditional family favorites. So keep it in mind as an option. That's Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. Easter is the word of the day. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to be the ninth caller at 272-9228 with that word. And if you are, you'll win a certificate redeemable for lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill downtown from 11 to 2, Monday through Friday, with free underground parking if the weather's inclement or hot or whatever. You don't have to worry about that. And, of course, 7 days a week on the Boulevard, just north of Vaughan Road. Duh. I'm in that mode because guess what's next? Former Secretary of State Jean Carre.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. And here, with his reason, country wisdom to help us judge the dumbest of the dumb, we bring you the one and only Randy Burkholder. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. Good morning.
This first story, this isn't a nominee. It's just... This is Florida. What state?
You already gave it away with the flood.
Yeah. we have a waitress. Apparently, this is at a restaurant next to the water. Jumped off a dock on Saturday to help an 8-year-old kid who was struggling in the water.
Oh.
It was kind.
She broke her foot on landing on a sandbar.
Ow.
And then they both needed to be rescued. So
yeah, well, I mean,
everybody's fine.
Yeah.
Normally, we wouldn't if there had been a tragic outcome. It's just
the best intentions.
But when you live in Florida, you learn all about sandbars, and it's not good to jump into one when it's like 6 inches under the. It's like any art service. So let's go to the actual nominees. Guess what state?
Going back to
New Hampshire.
We have a 71-year-old man in Florida. Who is mad about his neighbor's dog doing his business on his yard?
Well,
so he decided. Oh yeah, that could legitimately.
If you don't clean it up.
However, he's the one who was arrested because he filled a bottle up with his own pee and squirted it at the woman as she walked the dog. There are more rational ways to.
Wow. You know,
that's gross.
Just, yeah. Guess what state?
Staying in Florida.
Massachusetts.
Yes, Massachusetts, Florida, where Gabriel Molina, which is a very common name down there in Massachusetts, Florida, Saturday night was in the Florida Keys driving a Ferrari. It's not clear whether he was renting or borrowing it, but a cop spotted him doing 75 miles an hour in a 45, so the cop tried to pull him over. But he said, no, I'm in a Ferrari, I'm going to go 100. Eventually, the cop caught up to him, and he stopped at a gas station. His excuse for the chase was he didn't see the police officer. He was just speeding for speeding's sake. It's a Ferrari, man. What do you expect me to do? The female in the car told the cops a different story. She said he had seen them and decided to outrun them. So apparently, they won't be dating anymore. And he was arrested for fleeing and eluding and doing a 100 mile an hour in a 55. Yeah. And the Keys, that's no place to speed, period, because there's no, everything is two lanes down there.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good place to do that. And then finally, we have a sweaty guy from Japan.
Sweaty guy from Japan.
Yeah, 40-year-old guy in southern Japan arrested for stealing 3 tennis rackets from a high school locker room, but he wasn't going to sell them. He just likes the smell of sweat. On racket handles.
No.
That's an awfully specific thing to really,
They had a combined value of $200. He started stealing them back in August of 2017, but just got arrested for the crime.
It's weird.
And not clear whether he's facing jail time or counseling. So, Randy, who do you like the best out of that group?
Mr. Sweaty Handle Guy.
That's a real Mr.
Sweaty
right
Handle
there.
Guy.
Mr. Sweaty Handle Guy.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
That is kind of a sick. Hey, guess what? Papa John came out and turned my farm over yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So it's planting time.
You have officially broke ground, huh?
That's right. And sprayed the turned over ground so I don't get overrun with weeds like I did last year. I think that's what killed my tomato plants.
Oh, no doubt. Weeds are very prolific. course, the good news is I'm sure he was probably, if he sprayed the turnaround, he was probably spraying a chemical called trifluorin, which goes by the trade name of Treflan, that prevents weeds in gardens. Very, very handy to have around. So that's a good one, yeah.
Now, I got to come out there and get the tomato plants.
Oh, yeah. We've got, gosh, no telling how many different varieties out there. Yeah, just a lot of different choices. Now, here's a hint. When you're looking for tomato plants, on the tag, it will tell you whether the plant is determinate or indeterminate. Now, a determinate plant produces its fruit mostly at one time, and then it'll have a little fruit afterwards. An indeterminate, and most homeowners prefer indeterminate, because an indeterminate tomato will produce all throughout the season. Now, here's the drawback. A determinate plant generally doesn't require staking. It's more of a bush habitat. The indeterminate type typically spreads and runs and requires some sort of support, either a tomato cage or stakes to tie up the limbs. So now you know.
This is the kind of thing you can learn, and it's not just a matter of being able to buy the plants, the products, the seeds, the fertilizers, the weed killers, everything you need at Prattville Farm Center. It's a place where you can get the instruction on how to make the most and get the best possible yield and result. And that's why we went over the planting area with the weed killer yesterday, because that's what Randy suggested, so I have a good crop this year.
Well, listen, you can buy tomato plants at a lot of different places, but only here can you come and somebody actually take the time to explain the differences between them and a lot of the disease resistance that's bred into some of the varieties versus others. We know those things and be glad to help people pick out the tomato that suits them the best.
You'll be open Saturday, right?
I think we're going to be here.
Okay.
Yes,
so give us your hours for the rest of the week and location, sir.
All through the week, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then on Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. So we'll be here, and we're just a little south of the Uptown McDonald's in Prattville on Highway 31.
All right, we appreciate you, man. Thanks.
Y'all be good.
Check out Prattville Farm on Facebook.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well-kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying on Monday, April 1st, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, June 2nd, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and the last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery and find your winning moment.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Acceptance Insurance on South Memorial Drive for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Clouds of yellow, all this
else is up? Stock market starting out tonight.
That's good.
Almost up 60 points at the beginning. Brad McDonald will join us this afternoon and analyze it all right around 5:10 on Happy Hour. And that's that we could be then. It could be early. It could be any time between 3 and 6 when we redeem the Baumhauer's winning word at 8:58. News and Views is almost ready to start. I would also like to make mention that buddy of mine that works in Troy was down there yesterday and talked about all the wind damage and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't anything catastrophic. Fortunately, nobody hurt. However, a lot of that stuff requires a call to an insurance company because in severe weather, that can include just straight line winds coming down. If your house is older, and by that I mean more than 10 years, that's what I learned from the Creole family. As it settles, cracks can just naturally develop between ceiling, shingles out, you know, on the exterior of the roof, or even the brick mortar. Water can get in.
I've seen that happen too.
I did not know that until it happened to me. And here's the thing, when you first see one of those stains in the ceiling, it's like, I'm going to have to replace the whole roof. I'm going to go broke. I'll be penniless and begging for money at the exit on I-85. Your mind runs amok. Usually, it's just nothing more than having Jones Brothers come out, trace the origin of the leak, seal it, reseal it. They have a touch-up painter who can make that ugly stain go away, and it's over. And it's not nearly what you thought you were going to spend, not even close, a small fraction.